New Year's Eve, New Year's Day reminders.
Yes, we all want to make sure that everybody has a happy New Year. So in order to do that, let's follow these couple of tips that I'm fixing to give you. Loud music. A lot of times people will have a get-together. They'll turn the music up or the TV up. They'll hoop and holler. All of that being okay, as long as it stays at an acceptable level. If for some reason you get out of control, you might receive a citation. It could cost you $500 plus court costs. Celebratory gunfire is another issue that we face. We do have people who wind up going out into their yards or in the street and shoot a couple rounds up in the air. That is completely illegal, not only dangerous. You know, whatever comes up must come down. I worked a case one time where a bullet came down into someone's roof and landed on their washing machine. That could have been a person. So I just want people to not do that at all. That is a Class B misdemeanor with jail time and fines up to $2,000. Fireworks is another issue. We always wind up hearing fireworks in the city limits. That is illegal to be popping off fireworks in the city limits. Citation could cost you $520 plus court cost, plus all your fireworks will be confiscated. So keep it out in the county. Drinking and driving is the biggest issue that we always face on New Year's Eve, nationwide. This time of year, it increases our accidents and our deaths, injuries and deaths, due to alcohol-related offenses. We want everyone to stay sober or find a friend, a taxi, a tow truck, anything to get you home other than yourself. We are utilizing our STEP grant to put extra officers on the street to enforce those alcohol-related offenses. A first DWI offense is a Class B misdemeanor, comes with punishment of 3 to 180 days in the county jail, fines up to $2,000, you can lose your driver's license, and they'll tack on about $1,000 to your driver's license every year to keep it valid.
And wrapping up with our locations of increased traffic enforcement.
Yes. Of course, because of the STEP grant, we will have officers out all over town enforcing alcohol-related offenses, but we will also be working in the 600 block of North Earl Rudder Freeway, which is 75 miles per hour between Briarcrest and Boonville, and the 2200 block of Briarcrest right in front of Walmart, which is 40 miles per hour for the remainder of the week.